Jess, we begin with, of course, the story that everyone is talking about, and the Bulletin has been doing a lot of coverage of this as well, COVID-19. Tell me what you have.
Well, we've got our cover photo by Richard Kolbarp. He took a really stunning photo of the line of cars at one of the last week's testing events. And you wouldn't think a line of cars shot would be very good, but this one is contrasty. It's got a beautiful ray of sunlight in it, the Oregon Mountains in the background. And it really illustrates to me the fact that the sun is still shining and those mountains were there before us and they'll be there after us. And we have to realize that we are going to come out of this. We just don't know when. We have lots of stories to support the sentiment behind that photo. We've got an interview with Kevin Bixby of the Southwest Environmental Center about how COVID-19 may actually be aiding the environment by keeping us indoors and leveling off some pollution. And he talks about how that is. Then we've got some other, we did a, usually we only do one or two health and wellness pages. We did five this week. They're in the B section. And we've got stories about a warning from the FBI about scams that are out there. We've got a long story about how you can support local businesses during the stay-at-home, during the isolation. We've got some great input from some of our community spiritual leaders about what they advise you to do to keep your sanity during these times. And then the lead story is by Mike Cook, and it's on page, it starts on page 41, and it's just general coping strategies for COVID-19 and the isolation. And he reached out to a variety of community leaders, and they gave him some great ideas. So all of that is throughout the paper. Many of those stories, as I said, are clustered in our health and wellness pages, which are in the B section of the newspaper.
Okay. Also related to COVID-19, I know you have a story many folks listening may have seen on KRWG.org. The Supreme Court for New Mexico this week ruling that there shouldn't be any evictions of people who can't pay their rent if it's due to COVID-19.
Right. It was we got the press release yesterday. We localized that story. I talked to some renters and asked them how they felt about that order, whether it gave them any relief. And of course, you can imagine what their answers were. And I talked to one property manager. I tried to talk to some of the big property managers in town, Steinborn and Monarch and Coyle, but I didn't get calls back from them. But I did talk to former Mayor Reuben Smith, and he has some rental properties. And it's interesting as somebody who faces perhaps loss of income, his response was, this is a no-brainer. Of course we're going to work with these people. So it'll be interesting to see whether that attitude extends forward from the other property management people. And I think one thing that you said that we make clear in the story, and I think people need to understand very clearly, you have to be able to prove that you can't pay rent because of COVID-19. You have to be able to show that you're out of work because of the epidemic, or that you've been laid off, what have you. You have to be able to prove it. Otherwise, an eviction for other reasons would proceed.
Okay. We only have about a minute left, so I want to get to something fun related to this. If you're home and you're watching more television and movies at home, you'll want to check out the Bulletin, because you're going to begin a series of reviewing your favorite movies. And you did this week, right, Jess?
I did. We asked the staff to start thinking about this, and I kicked it off with a 1994 film called The Sum of Us. It stars Russell Crowe and Jack Thompson before Russell Crowe got real famous. It's one of my favorite films of all time, and so if you'd like to see what it's about, check out page 36 of this week's Bulletin.
The Sum of Us.
Sum of Us.
Compelling title. I'm going to have to check that out. I haven't seen that movie, so now I have something to watch.
A lot of people haven't seen it because it came out before Russell Crowe was a superstar, but it's just a fantastic film.
All right. There are so many out there. Jess Williams. Jess, thanks so much for being with us.
You bet. Happy work from home and wash your hands.
All right.